As you can tell from the background noise, we're at the beach. Somewhere between Watch Hill and Davis Park, out on Fire Island. And we've come here to do what?
Drink beer.
Yes, drink beer. Drink some summer beer in particular. But first, we just arrived, so before we can drink anything,
we have to go in the water for a swim.
All right, we'll see you after we get wet. The first beer in the beach beer here session is appropriately Blue Point Summer Ale.
Blue Point is located in Patchogue, which is where we took the train, so this is pretty local, although I have a feeling that they did not can this in Patchogue.
So what does it say about the summer ale? It says it's a refreshing golden ale brewed to be quaffed in the summer sun. Well, summer sun, check. So let's crank open this can.
Ooh.
Oh, that's foamy. That's a nice foamy head on this can of beer. Yeah, I guess the walk from the ferry maybe agitated the beer a little bit, pouring out nice and foamy. Oh, that smells so good.
It's got a hazy golden color. Really nice, thick white head.
I'm drinking all foam, but it's delicious foam. It's a very light ale.
Yeah, fairly light bodied, light in flavor. Refreshing, but
a little bit of hop bite. Not too bitter. I think mine has a bug in it. The can has a nice little beach scene. Looks exactly like what we're looking at. So this one works for the beach, no question.
And all of the beers that we're trying, we only bought cans. No bottles with us, so these are all summer beers that are available in cans.
Yeah, the Blue Point Summer Ale is definitely a can of beer that I could have a few cans of at the beach, as long as we can keep the seagulls away from it.
Oh, here comes one now. I think he's after the lost potato chip.
All right, we've had a couple swims.
It's time for beer number two. Stevens Point Brewery Nude Beach Summer Wheat. Except, can we drink this if we're wearing bathing suits?
Well, we're nude underneath the bathing suits. Hopefully it's not too fuzzy. Not too much foam. That smells like beer. Yeah, it's got a little bit of a weedy, tangy aroma, tangy nose.
Yeah, there's no information on the can aside from saying it's a summer wheat.
It smells like a beery wheat beer.
Yeah, definitely more the style of an American wheat beer as opposed to a German wheat beer. It doesn't have those yeasty phenolics.
No.
Fairly clean.
Yeah.
It is a nice hazy orange kind of apricot color.
Got a little fruity flavor.
Almost, yeah, like citrusy. Like if you put a slice of lemon.
It's pretty light in body. The foamy head adds a creaminess to it. Another winner for beachside beer consuming. We just came out of the water.
Again.
And BR was mobbed by a group of five or six fish.
I think it was more than five. I think it was more like eight.
Could have been. It was less than 10. More than four. But that was the first time that ever happened.
And I was so excited to see them and watch them. They just kept following me around that I did the one thing you're never supposed to do at the beach, which is turn your back on the ocean.
I was already underwater with my goggles. I felt the wave.
And it's a very gentle surf today, but still.
Oh boy.
Wipe out, time for beer.
Yeah. So we've got the Brooklyn Summer Ale, which is featured prominently on both of our beach towels. Thanks, Maya. So let's crack this one open. All right. Another foamy can of beer.
Well, this one's had a chance to settle more, so it's not quite as effervescent.
So this one Actually, it poured out more settled than the others because I guess it's been sitting longer. It's got a nice deep copper.
It's fairly clear.
Yeah, very clear. It's got that Brooklyn yeast aroma.
Yeah, definitely. You can tell it's a Brooklyn beer, but it's also got a sort of a pleasant graininess to it.
And tanginess. A little malty, grainy, tangy. Definitely lighter in body than some of the other Brooklyn products.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all of these, I know summer ale isn't necessarily a style, but they all have in common that they're light and meant to be refreshing.
3 for 3 on the beach beers that we brought.
I mean, honestly, if it weren't hot and sunny out, I don't know. I mean, they're all fairly simple. They're not complex at all. But for a hot, sunny day at the beach, they do the job.